Hey, I want to change gears and invite you to join me for another one. The issue of autism is huge right now. I was having a conversation with somebody. They threw out numbers yesterday. They told me that the rate of kids now being born with autism is like 1 in 59. I mean, that's insane. I remember back in 2000, I remember the number. It was easy to remember, 150. 1 in 150 were diagnosed with it. In 2014, and it might even be higher today, the number was 1 in 59. That's just 14 years. 14 years. Scientists, they're not totally sure why this is happening. I mean, I wish I knew. There was a recent study of brains. They did these autopsies on these brains after the death, and they showed that the brains of people with autism had basically an increased presence of a substance that's not present in normal brains. And that substance is something that comes from, guess what? From inflammation. Inflammation. In recent days, inflammation is being scientifically connected to a lot of different disorders, including, get a load of this one, cancer. That was a shock to me. I had no idea. Heart disease, that's understandable. Diabetes, arthritis. Far more things like cholesterol, you know, and the list goes on. Inflammation is part of the body's response to some kind of injury, right? You get injured, that part of the body kind of swells. You twist your ankle, that's what happens. But when it gets too much, that's when real problems begin. And there is a doctor who's been on the show many times. He has a product called Sweetamine that's out. And I don't want this to sound like an infomercial, because that's not what this is about. I want him to be here to talk a little bit about inflammation and the connection to autism and a lot of these other things as well. But his product is pretty amazing. I'll just tell you, I got some emails from some listeners and want to share these with you. They were sent to him, and I thought, well, I'm going to bring them back and get you plugged into it. Listen to this. This person says, hey, thank you, Joel. His name's Dr. Joel Brind, of course. He says, I pray word gets out and people start benefiting from your product. My mom ordered your product, and she says, I'm from Cava Creek, Arizona. Honestly, yesterday, I didn't take it. By evening, I started cracking my neck, and my husband looked at me and said, did you take your Sweetamine? I thought to myself, no, I forgot. It's nuts, but I'm elated with this product. I tell everyone about it. Another person says, wow, you've made my day. And she says, you know, it would be anonymous just reading Annie, age 35. I won't give out her name. She says, by the way, in what city? I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong email. I don't want to give it too much information. Love your product. I've been a chronic sufferer of migraines most of my life. I'm 35 years of age. And the mother of three, a very healthy diet, exercise keeps my weight down, but I couldn't get my headaches to improve. I wrecked my stomach using Advil like candy to get by and never cured or removed my headaches. I knew my headaches were inflammation related because they were stemming from my neck and the muscles. And I feel like I always needed to pop my back and my neck. I saw numerous specialists and chiropractors. Nothing helped. I changed my diet to reduce inflammation, but it still persisted. My mom heard about Sweetamine on Catholic radio, and within days, I felt like my headaches were gone. I thought, no way, too good to be true. Week three, no headaches. I am a believer. And the list goes on. I'm joined today by Dr. Joel Brind, who developed this product, and it's based on a glycine deficiency. And I thought, look, it's important to talk about inflammation and what we're seeing now and so many types of illnesses in the culture, and bringing him back to just give us a little bit more insight and to get you connected. Doctor, it's great to have you here. Good afternoon.
Oh, it's great to be here again, Drew. Thanks for having me on.
Those were great testimonials, huh? I mean, you bet you get a lot of those.
They're coming in pretty thick and fast because inflammation is at the root of almost everything that makes people sick and die these days. But now, and as you say, autism is now part of the list. And I've been in medical research now for a little over 46 years, and I've been studying the immune system, I've been studying aging, I've been studying biochemistry and amino acid metabolism, and Sweetamine, as you mentioned, is really a supplement of the amino acid glycine, and it's my conviction that a deficiency in glycine, which is almost universal, is why people get chronic inflammation. I mean, you mentioned injury about inflammation being natural and injury. It's normal to have inflammation when you have injury, but actually I would argue it's not natural, that it's normal because it always happens. Yeah. That's what we mean by normal, but when you don't have a glycine deficiency, it actually doesn't happen. What What I have discovered is that the response of these cells that cause inflammation is a different reaction when there is infection around, and that inflammation is really only an appropriate response to infection. But because it happens all the time, you know, all the medical authorities, except me, who would consult about this, would tell you that it's natural, and then they don't know why it becomes chronic. And it becomes chronic because it's inappropriate to begin with. And that's why all of these, I mean, you listed cancer and heart disease and arthritis and diabetes and so forth, and now autism. And how is that all connected, and why should it be happening now more than it ever used to happen? And glycine is an interesting amino acid in that as the free amino acid, not just as part of a protein, but just freely in solution in the body, it regulates those cells that cause inflammation. The cells that cause inflammation, by the way, and they're different ones that they occur in the brain and the skin and the lungs, and just about every organ has its own group of cells that are immune cells that come from the bone marrow originally. And their job is to act as first responders. So if the cops are called because there's an accident on the highway, they come and they call the ambulances and the tow trucks, and they get the wrecks taken away, and they take care of the wounded. They take the accident reports. They get traffic moving again. But guess what? They never draw their weapons. But these same cops, if there's a bad actor present, right? If there's a bad actor present, that would maybe be robbing people, or a road rage incident, or a terrorist incident, or anything like that, then they might take their guns out and start shooting. In the same way, these cells that cause inflammation are supposed to clean up the messes that happen as a result of injury, or as normal developmental processes, or normal cyclic processes, but they shouldn't draw their guns. When they cause inflammation, that means they're secreting poisons.
Can I ask you a question about that?
One reason.
Let me just interject for a second. I have a question about the body's response to injury. I know a woman who actually tripped and fell in her laundry room, and she ended up slamming her head into the door handle in her laundry room. I fell hard. She's been taking this sweetamine supplement, and she told me about this. She thought it was a miracle. I thought, well, maybe it's your sweetamine. The next day, she woke up, and she expected this giant black eye and big bruise on her head, and she had none of it. And she says, "Oh my gosh, right. It's an absolute miracle! I can't believe it. I just, you know, this is I'm claiming it because I shouldn't have been in my neck should have been stiff, and my head should have been swollen." Right. She had none of that. So, are you saying that this?
Yeah.
Really?
It's normal, yes.
She's really?
She's not glycine deficient anymore because she's taking sweetamine,
which
is really a glycine supplement. It's a, you know, it's formulated so you just use it like changing your sweetener once a day, and so it's easy and you don't have to change your diet and everything like that. But it's a way of getting enough glycine in your diet so that your body doesn't do inflammation when it shouldn't. I mean, part of my discovery process was self-experimentation, and I'll tell you, when I fell 4 feet onto a concrete floor, directly onto my tailbone, not the soft part, directly onto my tailbone, and went out dancing with my wife that night. And the next day, all I had to show for it was a bruise, but no soreness, no residual pain or anything like that. That was fine. And by the way, since it's early summertime, it's a great idea to mention the fact that another consequence of inflammation in response to injury is sun injury. This happened also to me. I was at a ball game. And this is about 7 years ago, I guess, during the whole process of experimenting with glycine. I took glycine about 7 to 10 grams a day just to try it, just to experiment with it, because I knew it was harmless, that it was probably going to help me, but I wasn't sure quite how. So around the fifth inning of watching this ball game with no obstructions, and it's June, and it's the solstice, close to the solstice, not a cloud in the sky, not an obstruction in the field. Great game, but around the fifth inning, about an hour and a half into the game, I felt a little warm in my thighs, you know, and I looked down, and I was like a boiled lobster wherever I wasn't covered with clothing, and I was wearing shorts and a t-shirt and all that, and I knew with 100% certainty that I was going to be in excruciating pain for the next couple of days doing simple things like getting dressed, undressed, and bathed. But you know what? Once I got to sit in the shade and got out of the sun, it just started to go away, and none of that stuff ever happened. So that's the kind of thing that really, it's like, whoa, everything that I always said, and I have a minor in immunology in my graduate training. So, you know, I thought I knew something about this stuff as well as my own experience, and it just never happened. So I realized in putting all the pieces together that inflammation has been a misunderstood process for a long time.
All right, well, let's take a few calls because, you know, time's going to be short.
Oh, sure.
People want to join.
Okay.
If you want to join, come on, call right now. 888-914-9149. We'll take your calls, your questions, your comments. Those who are on hold, I'll get your call just one second. Just one following thing here, doctor, because I don't want to let this get by once we go to calls. Kids with autism, 1 in 59 children born with autism now. Is there a way to prevent that prior to the birth with you know, the supplement?
My theory,
or afterwards,
hasn't been proven yet, of course. But theoretically, if you correct a glycine deficiency that most people have, if you take glycine sweetamins like Sweetamine, I mean, you can also have a quart of bone broth every day.
Right.
That also works, but you know, it's a little inconvenient. That's where you would get a lot of glycine. But if you do that, yes, it probably will prevent it. It should. I mean, just theoretically. I can't claim that it will because it hasn't been proven yet. I mean, that takes years and years and years. However, there are some things which are also in the literature which are related to it. For example, if you have less dairy, if you cut out dairy from a child's diet who's suffering from autism, that can help a lot also for reasons having to do with immunology, including glycine deficiency, because when your diet is rich in dairy, you tend to be more glycine deficient. That increases the glycine deficiency or decreases the amount of glycine. So there are some things in the literature. Folic acid supplements might help, at least in some cases, and cutting out dairy might help, and also just, of course, adding glycine supplements like Sweetamine. So there's more there that's in the literature than is understood by the medical establishment, which tends to be a lagging indicator. You know, it takes years and years of research before they finally, you know, agree that this is something people should do. But these simple, harmless dietary things, we can do them right away.
And you're right. Naturally, it comes from bone broth. So, but a quarter of that's a lot to drink on a daily basis. Let's go to our first call up. Steve is listening to us in Minneapolis. Steve, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Thanks for
taking my call.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
I just wanted to, I tried to call in previously, and my wife and I started using the Sweetamine about 4 or 5 months ago. And it's amazing. I have arthritis in my shoulders and in my hands, particularly around my thumbs. And since I started taking it, I still have pain from time to time, you know, with the weather changes, but it doesn't swell. I don't have the swelling in my joints that I had at the time. And as I sleep on my side, I don't feel the pain so much in my shoulders either.
Wow.
And so we're so grateful. Dr. Brin, when he talked to us on the phone when we first placed our first order, he and even our second one, he was just so gracious. And so we want to also just publicly thank him as well. It seems like it's just a tremendous product. I'm really grateful for it.
I'm glad it works for you, Steve. Thanks. Well, doctor, your thoughts?
Thanks very much. Yeah, I just want to say one thing, that we have to avoid the idea that, oh, I had this pain, I had this inflammation, it went away when I took Sweetamine. It's not a drug. It's not medicine of any kind. It really just completes the diet. It's a dietary component that has been overlooked for decades. And the typical diet where we basically don't eat things like bone broth anymore, like our grandparents used to do, has made it worse. And that's why so much of it today is happening. So that's all it does. That's all Sweetamine does, is it just fills in that nutritional gap, and that makes all the difference.
So the bone broth you talk about, is that like gelatin too, you know, that often
comes? Yeah, gelatin. Gelatin is the name for collagen when you extract it out of the bones.
Okay.
And collagen is the most abundant protein in your body. It's a fibrous protein. In fact, it is the threefold cord with which your body is knit together.
Wow.
What do you know? It just happens to be a threefold cord, a triple helix protein.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, but that's what it is, and that's where most of the glycine is.
Fascinating.
And so that's where it is nutritionally. And the thing that's thrown scientists off is that your body can make it. So they've said, oh, it's non-essential.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how one wrong word can cover the truth for, you know, for a long time. And that word is non-essential. So they've ignored it as something you don't have to eat. But they say in round figures, the glycine consumption in a typical diet is between 2 and 3 grams a day, but you need 10.
Wow.
So all that sweetamine does, it gives you the other 8.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, let's
go. It gives you it completes your diet.
Let me move along. St. Cloud, Minnesota is on deck. Rich, good afternoon. You're on the air with Dr. Joel Brind.
Hi, Drew. Yes, can I take more than one pack of sweetamine at a time?
Interesting.
Yeah, I took like 5 a day for a month and tested my blood every week, and it has 100% safety record. And by the way, they have tried glycine as a drug in mega doses for certain cases of major depression, like bipolar disorder and schizophrenia. It helps a little bit, but the point is that they had these clinical trials where they had like 60 grams a day of this stuff, and it never hurt anybody. So it's very, very safe. It has 100% safety record. It's just a bulk nutrient. It's a nutrient that you naturally don't get milligrams a day of, like a vitamin. You need grams a day. That's why I formulated it to like a sweetener instead of capsules, because you have to take an awful lot of capsules, you know. So that's exactly why I actually, you know, made it available as a commercial product, because once I realized it was not a drug, that these discoveries can be put into practice right away, because it's just harmless, beneficial nutrients. Right. Nothing medicinal, nothing dangerous at all.
How young can a person take it? Can I give it to my children?
Prenatal. I am the proud grandpa of sweetamine grandchildren, who are as bright and healthy and wonderful as they can be. They had it. Their mother took sweetamine when they were in utero, and it was in their milk, and you know that they were drinking from mom, and all of that. And I think there's a lot of things in children that cause inflammation, like when they're teething, they get those ear infections.
Oh, yeah.
Probably
yeah.
Just glycine deficiency.
All right. Hey, Rich, thank you.
Everybody needs it.
So I could take 5 packets a day, is what you're saying?
But
is there a point of diminishing return, doctor? I mean, should somebody take 5 or is 1 enough?
So probably some people say you get a better response with 2, but I think it is diminishing returns. Yeah, I would think so.
1 could be enough. 2, taking 5 might be overkill. All right, I only have a moment or 2 left. I want to go back, grab another phone. If you're interested, I guess you can go to sweetamine.com. And I, you know, doctor, sometimes I hate this because it sounds like we're doing an infomercial. I think inflammation is the root of a lot of problems. And like I said, I think this is a great product, and I'm not here to talk or to sell the product, but I want to get people plugged into something that can really help them. And I know the results have been really positive. So if people want more information, they can always talk to you, right? Or call or check out your
Absolutely.
Website. What's the best way to do that?
Oh, yes. And I've got a new phone number now. That's actually, they can talk to somebody in Wisconsin even. But that's area code 608-909-0530.
Okay, but the website?
608-909-0530. Yeah.
Best site is just the website, sweetamine.com,
website
right?
Sweetamine.com. Yeah.
All right. Let me go to our next call. Joseph, you got to make it really quick. I know you're in Central Kansas. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
I can't hear you very well just because I'm, you know, middle of Central Kansas. But so my dad has chronic inflammation. He's had it for the past like 3 years. He kind of rolled his ankle, and since then he's just had terrible inflammation all through his joints.
You know what? I'm going to put you on hold, Joseph, because I'm out of time, and I'll let you speak to the doctor off air when we come back. It's top of the hour. I'm out of time for the day. You know, I always say time is the enemy. It goes so fast. Thank you for spending your time with me. I'm going to be back again tomorrow. Until then, remember to pray for me. God bless.